Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time for Spartan Bear.
Welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how you doing?
I'm great, and you, man?
Ah, great, man, great, man. It's been an amazing week, I tell you, man. An amazing week because something, I would say weird, at the same time great, happened because the match between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. happened. So I'll be explaining the results as well, and we're gonna speak a bit on football as well. Apparently, Manchester United won. Match.
Yes, congrats.
Congrats to Manchester United, and it looks like they're on a come up right now. But we'll be mainly talking about.
It's been a long rough life.
Yes, exactly. Because last time we talked about Manchester United, they were on a downfall, like literally on the downfall. But we'll be discussing more.
The good
about,
news is they're above Man City now. You know?
They're above Man City.
Yeah.
Well, at least okay. Now that is good news because Man City is quite good, hey. But we'll be chatting more about Mike Tyson and Roy Jones fight. It was the 8th round fight, and apparently it was a draw. So we'll be talking about did they do it for the money or did they do it for the love of boxing? I mean, that's the question that everybody asks. Do you do it for the love of what you do or do you do it for the money? That's the question that people ask you. Do you just do it for the money? You get what I'm saying? Not to say you don't like you should be broke and all that stuff. Mm. But
look, I don't know for them if we can like look at those kind of stuff because these guys they great. You know, we know them as the greatest.
As the greatest,
time,
yes, definitely.
Know? It's not like McGregor. McGregor, remember we were speaking about the fact that is he doing it for? It's a different case.
Yes,
because people wanna see them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what? Are you for real? He's still going to fight it? Yes. So I think this was, for me, personal opinion, it was just a fight to be enjoyed.
Speaking about the UFC, Khabib, apparently he was ducking and diving the fight from McGregor. So he was supposed to fight McGregor for the title.
Yes, I heard that. Yes. McGregor wants him back, but Khabib's been,
he's been like doing twists and turns right now. So due to his father passing away, they say he's no more in the UFC. But who's this? McGregor is supposed to be focusing on Dustin Poirier because Dustin Poirier is going hard right now.
Yep.
He's going hard. He's going to go hard on McGregor this time. You get what I'm saying? So we'll be speaking about Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones, and we will be talking about the soccer that's been happening as to, what teams that won, I was surprised that this guy was playing for Manchester United. So we'll talk a bit about United today because they won.
They did something great.
They did something great. You get what I'm saying? We'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
I love Active FM.
Christ music is hot music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
Going up like a mansion. I ain't got no
reason. Tell the P-Lo.
Everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.
Welcome back to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Of course, of course, of course. So, like we said, we're going to talk about the Roy Jones fight and the Mike Tyson fight. So, many people are criticizing these guys, saying that they're too old to fight, so they're just doing it for the money. And they, And looks like Tyson was dominating in two rounds, then Roy Woods was dominating in another two rounds, then Mike Tyson, then Roy Woods, Mike Tyson and Roy Woods. So I would say they were both dominating, but if they fought back then, Mr. Calvin, like when they're both youngies, do you think that was going to be the fight of the year this year? Let's take it back to the 90s now.
Well,
young age now. Not in the age they are now. Let's say 20. Let's give it 23 years of age.
Sure, it would have been an intense fight.
It would, yeah.
It would have been a crazy fight.
Because there was a story I heard and I was reading on the internet saying that once upon a time, Mike Tyson was like, he was dominating fights. He was dominating. Then he met a woman somehow. Then somehow he was going through some stuff with the woman, and the woman didn't like him for who he is and stuff. Then from there he started losing fights. He even he lost against Douglas. If I remember,
yes,
that fight.
That was the crazy fight.
He even got knocked out. Like the referee just hugged him and says, "No, please, just quit." He wanted to get up and say, "Nah." And now I want to carry on, and he lost against
Douglas. I feel like most of these players, most of the fighters that lose, blame referees.
Yeah, but you know,
because the referee, for me, especially in the UFC,
yes,
you see the referee taking, like, okay, not the referee, the opponent taking someone down and hard,
yes,
with maybe like a flying kick or something.
Now,
and this guy is out, and you can see he's trying to stand up, but he's finished.
Yes,
and this guy is about to finish him off, and then the ref stops it. And then,
but
why did you end the match? Why? But you were dying. You know what I'm saying? All he did was save you.
I have a good example of that. Anthony Joshua in his first fight with this guy Reyes.
Andy Reyes.
Yeah, Andy Reyes. So there was a time, I think it was on the eighth round, that Anthony Joshua was put on the corner by Andy Reyes, and he started punching him on the face so many times. Then he fell down. Then he got up again. He was dizzy. He couldn't take two steps forward.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the ref
calculates from that, because he can see you finished. This guy is fresh. He wants to finish you off.
Exactly.
And then the ref saves your life, and you're like, why did you stop the match?
At that moment, he was angry. It's like, why did you stop the match? But at that time, he says, you know, I just want my titles back. I don't care about anything else. Then he started training. I think 1 week after that, he started training like heavy. And on the second match, I mean, Andy Reyes wasn't intimidated by Anthony Joshua, because he knew that, you know what, if I can beat him once, I can beat him again.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not the case.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So so that's the thing. You gotta take defeat like a champion. If you were a champion before, you gotta take the defeat like a champion. But unlike Mike Tyson though, what happened in his young age, he didn't take a beating like a champion. Because like Muhammad Ali likes to speak too much that I am a champion. And from there, he started becoming a champion. And you know when you're in your prime, you become too prideful.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So many guys become too prideful. Says, look, I'm in my prime. And sometimes, you know, when people get comfortable, they end up saying, like, you know, they look at the work that I've done and they say, wow, look what I've done. I did this. I won this.
Yeah. I think that's that point where,
yes,
like they forget. Like, I don't know. I think it's pride.
Yes, I think it's a matter of pride. You get what I'm saying? So you shouldn't be prideful. You should always be humble. Like Messi's a very very humble guy. He knows that, you know what, people say I'm the greatest of all time, but he himself doesn't qualify as the greatest of all time. There's still more that he needs to do. That's why he's still playing today. Even Cristiano Ronaldo, even though he's about to retire I wouldn't say very soon, but maybe in the next 4 to 5 years, I'm not sure. But him as well, he's not qualified as a GOAT. Him himself said, you know what, there's still more stuff I need to do.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So that's what
I think, I don't know, the fact that the if players are humble, I think that takes them very far.
Exactly. I mean,
people can see also when you're prideful, you know what I'm saying?
Because you know when you're prideful, you know everything. That's the thing that sucks about being proud. You know, you think you know everything, but you don't know everything. one mistake, you can just get knocked out just like that.
Yeah.
I mean, with Mayweather, even though he disrespected some people, there was a time after a fight he disrespected the ring announcer. He disrespected him so bad, and it was like, nah, he started swearing him and all that stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. It was like, nah, you go away, things like that. Started getting bleep words out of his mouth. Then after a few, I think after 2 years, he fought again in the same rear announcer. And what's this? Mayweather actually apologized in public. He says, look, man, if I ever treated you wrong, I'm very, very sorry, man. I will never do that again because I understand you've been in the game for a very, very long time. And for you to be disrespected like that, that's not nice. So I like humble guys like that. But people that are prideful, sometimes they back up their words. They back up their prideful words, if I would say.
I'm not saying it's prideful either. Yes. You know, Israel Adesanya.
Yes, I was about to talk about Israel.
I don't know if it's a hype thing for him.
But look,
I'm not saying he's prideful. He's not. He is like that. His personality.
His personality is like
he's
that.
He's a hyped up guy.
And he was a commentator at the boxing for Mike Tyson and the Roy Jones.
Yeah.
And Snoop Dogg as well was one of the commentators there. And, you know, speaking about Adesanya, many people say he's not prideful because he backs up his words. You get what I'm saying?
Look, so, the person I would really view as humble is Robert Whittaker.
Robert Whittaker. Yeah, yes,
he's a guy that it doesn't matter what happens. He's a guy that always humble. He wins. He's humble. He loses. He's humble, and he still
takes it like a champion because he was a champion.
That's
before.
The guy I believe Israel should be looking out for.
What I've learned in life is that never underestimate the person who's quiet, because if you underestimate the person who's quiet, next thing that guy will perform in a ring better than the opponent. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, back to Mike Tyson. I mean, Mike Tyson was a many people underestimated him because of his voice. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna beat you. I'm gonna bite your ear. I'm gonna bite
okay,
your ear.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. I also used to laugh. Like, for me, his voice was funny, man.
I've literally been honest now. I'm gonna bite your ear off.
For those who used to listen to Mike Tyson, you know what we're talking about.
You know,
he's this big guy, and then you hear this.
His voice is like,
guy with tattoos, you know?
Okay. Like you start taking advantage of the guy. The next thing that just knocks you out with one punch, boom.
I mean, literally, first time I heard him, I saw this guy was like freak.
Yeah.
This guy who looks like Rambo with tattoos on his face and he's so serious.
Yeah.
He expects like some,
like the next thing, I'm like, whoa. okay. So this was weird, but you know, in my young age, I was like, who is this? Like, why? Why a big guy with a squeaky voice, man? Like, why? Like, then I started to see the way he performs. Then I'm like, okay, I'm seeing something here. I'm seeing a spark here. You get what I'm saying? I mean, you know when you see a spark in a person, like, you know those first time, have you ever watched those first time fighters? Like, you know those rookies in the UFC or boxing?
Yeah.
And they start performing very well. You're like, you know this guy? He's going to become a champion one day. And it happens they become a champion. I mean, I saw that in Kamaru Usman. I mean, Kamaru Usman, he's very, very humble. Roy Jones is also humble. Roy Jones, he's also a boxer. He's a guy that fought Mike Tyson. He's more humble than Mike Tyson, Roy Jones. And, you know, he takes a beating like a man. And he wins. He's very, very humble. And I like those guys that are very, very, very humble. You get what I'm saying? So obviously, we're gonna talk about now. There's a player that there's an Uruguayan player that I was shocked that he plays for what team? He plays for Manchester United. His name is Cavani Gomez. Edison Cavani Gomez. Yes. So before that, he used to play for PSG. I don't know if you know that. He used to play for PSG once upon a time, yes. Then he moved to Manchester United and he plays for Uruguay. Now, Uruguay is also a very, very good team. I saw Uruguay for the very first time in the 2010 FIFA World Cup in South Africa.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a spark on that team And my favorite, obviously, like my favorite rookie team was Uruguay because I saw them for the first time. I mean, in the 2010 FIFA World Cup, they performed very, very well.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So, Edson Roberto Giovanni Gomez is an Uruguayan professional footballer who plays as a striker for the English Premier League club Manchester United and the Uruguay national team.
That makes sense why Manchester United won this past
weekend. So what are you trying to say is that
they won this past weekend 3-2.
Yes, they did win. Oh, but okay.
Why Edison Cavani was there?
So
bro.
Wait, are you saying he's
okay, no, I'm kidding. I'm
so
kidding.
Are you saying no? If they're depending on him, it's going to be like Ronaldo was going to be in Real Madrid. I'm sorry to bring Madrid up, man, but I had to.
Let's be honest. Who's the Ronaldo Messi for Man United?
Nobody at the moment.
It's Cavani, man.
I can't compare.
It's Cavani.
I can't compare. Look, he's good.
No.
He's good, but I can't compare Cavani to Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi.
No, I'm saying obviously each team has its Cristiano or and Messi.
Yes, I totally agree.
There is that player that's a bit extra.
But Cavani, I don't think he's at that level yet. That's what I think.
No freaking
no,
way.
No, I'm stating facts.
I don't know
here.
What you think, guys, but I think this is the next Neymar for me.
Oh, wait, Neymar, wait. Now you're bringing Neymar into the picture. Okay.
We're bringing in like,
okay, the greats now.
If I mention a team like PSG, who do you think of? Who's the GOAT in PSG?
Besides Neymar, I'll go with Mbappe.
Yeah, but you know, like you said, Neymar, who's the GOAT in Barcelona?
Yeah, who's the
like
Messi,
said, who's the GOAT in Juventus? Who's the GOAT now in Barcelona?
Obviously it's Messi. Messi is the GOAT in Barcelona.
And who's the GOAT now in Real Madrid?
That one. For me, the GOAT in Real Madrid. It's not my team, by the way. But I'll take a guess. In my opinion, I would say for Gareth Bale.
Unfortunately, he is honestly not a Madrid supporter. Gareth Bale left us like almost
okay.
A month and a week.
No, but when he was still there, besides Cristiano Ronaldo, he was
okay,
performed
yeah,
like
no, Gareth
besides
Bale,
him. I'm just saying.
Look, you don't need to take it fights. Benzema, you know, Benzema he's been the GOAT now. That's what I'm saying.
About
each team. So, okay.
Yes,
I would like to know who is the GOAT for Man United.
Oh no! Cavani. Be for now?
Cavani, guys.
That's your opinion.
And by the way,
Cavani,
I think he needs to be after the victory. They said he needs to be investigated by the FA Cup, by the FA, because he made a racial statement on Twitter, you know. So one thing I picked up here is that obviously, you know, people make statements.
Yes.
A statement he made that is racial.
So it's like turned into racism. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. The Uruguayan international shared an Instagram story for his fan using a racial offensive term.
Mm.
The post has since been deleted. So obviously, one thing we know is that, well, we don't know what's the post because Instagram removed the post. And obviously, they
on Twitter
explained
as well,
to him because things are not different in countries, you know. They don't struggle about these racial issues. Like Uruguay. Mm. I don't think Uruguay, we don't hear that much of racial issues.
Definitely. Yeah,
so
in Uruguay,
him,
you don't hear those type of things.
It was a normal term. So obviously, they had to speak to him in terms to say, look, when you're this side, dude, he was in the UK.
Yes.
Yeah, so they were playing in the UK, so he had to be told that, hey, bro,
you can't do these things.
You don't do this here. If you want to lose supporters and all of that stuff, carry on like that, because, racial, you know.
Racism, yes. Now, so since you mentioned Benzema, did you know that he was suspended for playing for the national team of Italy? He was suspended.
Benzema?
Yes. Benzema, he was suspended because apparently he blackmailed someone in Italy. Now it was France. So he was apparently blackmailed so many people in France, and he can't play for the France team anymore.
Thanks. We're having to Madrid only now.
So who knows? Maybe things might change in 2022 or 2024 when the Qatar FIFA World Cup comes. But speaking about France though, now that you come to mind, since France won, France didn't win, Africa won. Don't you think?
Yeah,
because African people were, most of them were, you got people from Belgium, you got people from Congo, they were in France, all completed in France, you got people from Ivory Coast, I'm telling you right now, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. Many people were playing for the France team. Yeah, most people were from Africa. I'm like, but guys, technically we won.
Yeah.
We won. Like we won the FIFA World Cup.
And Al Ahly, guys, give it up to Al Ahly.
Okay.
Al Ahly. Is it Al Ahly or Al Ahly?
Okay. Maybe it's the first one.
I think it's an Italian team.
Oh, Italian, yes.
They also won the...
Oh, they won the cup for Italy?
They won the cup, yeah. No, is it Italian?
Well, okay, we are South Africans, we're not Italians, bro.
But
all I can say is
the reason I'm congratulating Al Ahly is because a South African coach is there. It's an Egyptian team.
Yeah. Oh, a South African is one of the, what's the name of that coach? Is it that coach
that Pito Mosimane.
Pito Mosimane. Yes. Thank you.
So obviously he won, and which is the one thing that they were wanting to do is to win the cup with him there and get.
No, that's good. Now Pito Mosimane is doing great things here, but I think what's gonna happen is that he's gonna gain knowledge from each of them. He's gonna bring a chair and make some few changes in South Africa team. You get what I'm saying? So.
I bet he's making big bucks that side. Besides that, that's not the point, but...
Yes, I know that's not the point, but he's making a lot of money that side.
Double what he used to get here.
But look, he's good, I must say. The way he led Sundowns to victory so many times, he was very, very good. Even in Egypt, he won a cup there. But if he brings the knowledge from Egypt here...
Ish. I think we've had the knowledge here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on.
We've wasted it. Look at him coaching, making other teams look great again. Not that it's bad, but yeah.
So are you saying the problem is not the coach, the problem is the players?
Well, players always have made it look like the problem is the coach.
You get what I'm saying? So, but many people say it's drinking problems, it's blah, 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 all these crazy
It's only a few days. Situations where you find it's the coach, where maybe like
a few points there. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, that is it for today. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za, or you can catch us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. Guys, it's been good. It's been real. But we're going to see you next week. Same time, same place. From myself and Calvin, we got to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporty Base, where radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.